Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills. I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft, and I'm joined today by Andrew Rutherford. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. All right, so Andrew is a Microsoft Partner Technology Specialist at Dell. Andrew, why don't you tell us a little more about yourself and what you do there at Dell for Microsoft?
Yeah, absolutely. So been in and around Dell for about the last 3 years. Current role with Microsoft is to support and enable all the Round Rock Dell call center, as well as support North America with my team for any and all Microsoft and Dell solutions.
Okay, great. So do you spend a lot of time talking to customers?
Absolutely, yeah. So we not only engage the sales floor from a management level, sales rep level for sales enablement, sales engagement, but we'll also get on customer calls, talk through any kind of architectures from client to cloud to data center infrastructure.
Okay, great. So if a customer calls Dell and they have a question about Microsoft server solutions, it's likely you or someone from your team that may jump on and help out. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely correct. And we'll look at all the different options within Dell. I kind of help pick apart not only what the overall solution is going to look like, but what kind of the upfront issue is. Talk through any OEM, any licensing options, and then also just through general architectures with Dell equipment.
Okay, good. All right, I think that makes sense. So let's talk about this this white paper that Dell just put out. I found it extremely interesting. So let's just so we'll add a link to the white paper in the on the video here. But Andrew, why don't you just start at a high level and tell us what this white paper was all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So little history. I mean, Microsoft and Dell have obviously had a long-standing relationship for last 30 plus years, and so what we kind of came together with Dell to produce was key benefits of our OEM options with Dell, which has been kind of inherent of our relationship with Dell for a long time. So we use the R730 chassis, which is pretty common server, right? It's been around for quite some time over the last two, if not three generations of servers the 700 series has. But what we wanted to hone in on was all the key benefits of the OEM solution with Dell. So everything from product support to time savings, cost savings, et cetera, and make that a customer-facing document so that we could appease the masses with it, per se.
So. Okay, great. So this is a PowerEdge R730 server. Can you tell us more about the server itself that was used for the test?
Yeah, absolutely. So the server that was used for the test, it's a really versatile server. So it's from Dell's 13th gen server lines. So top of the line servers, right? Industry leading servers as well with Dell server technology, which I know has been industry leading for quite some time. But the R730 itself is an extremely versatile server in that it can be used from everything from a local storage to a Hyper-V host or a virtualization host rather. It's got several different build outs on the chassis itself. So it allows the customer really kind of just build a construct a pretty dense environment within just a single R series server.
Okay. And it's a two proc server, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the Dell pre-installed Windows server. What's so special about that?
Yeah, so there's several different things that are really key, especially from a customer perspective, to take into consideration here. A lot of times when we're on the phone talking with customers, Microsoft licensing is usually kind of a pain point for them because there's quite a bit going on there. Some of the key takeaways with the OEM licensing options that are available through Dell on the Windows Server platform, the first one that's always top of mind for most customers is going to be budget and cost, right? So when we look at it from an OEM perspective, there's a substantial cost savings in putting together an OEM solution. Aside from that, the product support, right? Instead of having a single solution where you've got to go to two different companies to get support on it, whether it be from a hardware perspective or a software perspective, when a customer actually designs and builds out and purchases an OEM solution, what they now have is just a single point of contact through Dell that will actually own and operate on any of the Microsoft support as well as the hardware support. So those are the two really big key takeaways from just kind of a time savings, cost savings. aside from that, when we look at it from an IT perspective, the rack, stack, and deployment portion of the conversation, when you compare the time that it takes to deploy from the ground up a open license or volume license solution, you're looking roughly 3.5 hours of deployment time. When you look at an OEM solution, all of that, all of the basically back-end work is done at the factory itself. And you're up spinning up VMs ready to go in a matter of about 30 minutes. I believe the actual number was 32 minutes on the white paper. So
right.
Huge time savings, especially when we're talking about server sprawl in an environment. So,
right. Yeah. And that's what got me really excited. A lot of people just don't realize how much time you save, how many steps you save with OEM. So, you know, Dell offers, just to be clear for the audience, so Dell offers OEM Windows Server, which is pre-installed on the hardware itself. So when you boot it up, you get to Windows Server right away, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. So the boot up takes you straight into Windows Server. I think it saves, back to your point, I think it saves 46 steps. And it's called out on the first couple of pages of the white paper at the link you put below. So, but yeah, I believe it's 46 steps up front it saves by just being able to power on and go. So.
Nice. So with Dell's OEM Windows Server offering, you get the operating system pre-installed. It's got Windows updates and Dell drivers and, you know, everything that you really need to get up and running within about 30 minutes, as you say. So that's awesome. But you know, you don't have to use the OEM server. You can use the open license or any kind of other license Windows server. But the white paper says 3.5 hours to get up and running where you're ready to start that first virtual machine.
So. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, I mean, the option is obviously there, and it can all be sourced through Dell, whether it's an open license or an OEM option. Again, just these key takeaways we talked about are why we tend to push towards the OEM solution, especially in Dell's SMB mid-market space.
Right. And you may not know the answer to this. I'm not 100% sure, but my understanding is with Dell, you have the ability to enable the Hyper-V option right out of the factory. Is that right?
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. So that's something that you can talk to your Dell sellers about. So, yeah, as you're talking to your Dell team, if you know that you are going to run a Hyper-V platform or at least want to run some kind of sandbox test dev for Hyper-V to explore those options and kind of your first step into a virtualization solution or comparing and contrasting any of the competitors out there, absolutely, that can be enabled from the factory install. So, again, just, you know, some more time savings for the customer as well.
Right, and that's unique to Dell. I really love the fact that they give customers the option to enable Hyper-V right out of the factory. You could turn it off later if you wanted to, but if you know that you're going to run Hyper-V, you might as well have Dell turn it on, save you that time, you know, save you the just the effort and the energy just to know that, you know, Dell does it right. They're world class at pre-installing Windows Server and making those options available for customers.
That's absolutely correct.
So what about, so we already know that you save, you know, 3 hours when you use the OEM pre-installed Windows Server versus doing it yourself. What are some other benefits besides just the time savings of the pre-installed Windows Server over anything else?
Well, it's a good question. Let's talk about the support piece of it. So Dell has got world-class support set up through their Pro Support. And so they have different levels and different variations of Pro Support. At their highest level, the Pro Support Plus, you actually have a dedicated TAM, Technical Account Manager, on the support side that basically runs in conjunction as a post-sales support link for any customer. So in the scenario where we look at purchasing an OEM solution, it becomes part of the Dell product line at that point, and in which case, with the Pro Support that's tied to that Dell hardware, the TAM actually takes over and runs any and all support from a technical standpoint. If for any reason it is outside of the scope of the Dell team, which is few and far between, they will actually engage Microsoft on behalf of the customer. But aside from that, majority of the time, they're going to be able to handle any and all setup, deployment, you know, general questions, Q&A, whatever the case is, directly through Dell. So it really kind of gives you just a one back to slap, one throat to choke at that point from a customer standpoint as you're setting all of that up.
Exactly. Back slapping, yeah.
There you go.
All right, cool. So you're going to get better support with OEM Windows Server. You're going to get time savings. Anything else come to mind? I mean, I think about, well, go ahead. What else comes to mind?
Well, sure. So, I mean, the cost savings, really, is the other big piece of it, right? I mean, we all know that customers are very budget conscious, right? I mean, not many customers are just sitting around with blank checks ready to just, you know, give up any and all dollars that they have sitting around, right? Sure. So they got to be, you know, very budget conscious, right? And that's where OEM really becomes a very strategic opportunity. And you can factor in, the key thing really for the customer to factor in is the refresh cycles, right? When you start breaking down the cost associated with any kind of licensing, right? How long are you actually going to keep this? Are you going to look to moving to a newer platform when it comes out, which is generally about every 4 years with Microsoft on the server platform? So if your refresh cycles are somewhere between 3 and 5 years or longer, OEM becomes a very, very relevant discussion and very relevant play for the customers. And the way that it becomes more cost effective is as that licensing is attached to the server from an OEM purchase, it actually assumes a discount of the server that you're going to receive from, you know, Dell. So whatever that discount is going to be based on the server type and what the Dell team is negotiating with the customer, the Microsoft licensing assumes that same discount.
Okay, cool. So what you're saying is with OEM server, I'm actually going to get a discount on the software, the same discount I get on my server. So I'm actually going to save in licensing cost as well most of the time.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. And okay. It opens a couple more doors, right? You know, if we want to look at, you know, if customer, we can just take Server 2016, for instance, it's coming out, you know, later this year. You know, if a customer is looking to upgrade to the newest platform, right, or just get that at a reduced cost as well, with the cost savings that they're going to see from the discount on the server itself by purchasing it with an OEM solution, they can also apply software assurance to that for basically no additional cost in comparison to what they would buy just a single open license for. So the math breakdown really becomes a huge key benefit to the customer in that with software assurance, they'd be able to upgrade to the next version of the server platform as it's released.
Okay, so I can add software assurance to OEM Windows Server software and get correct. The next version for free.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great, yeah, good to know. So when a customer calls Dell and they're thinking about buying a server, what else should they be buying with the server normally?
So Dell, this is where Dell and Microsoft really get to talk the same game from just a large company standpoint. So Dell being the only end-to-end solutions provider from a hardware perspective in the industry, right? Microsoft is the exact same way from a software standpoint, right? We'll be there the client side, data center side, cloud side. Dell's going to do the same. So, you know, when a customer's calling in to talk about the server options that they have, talk about, you know, the Microsoft license that go with that, a big part of what our team will do along with the technical sales reps to make sure that the customer is fully aware of what they are able to buy is talk through the networking opportunities, you know, with the Force 10 line, or, you know, with any of the storage opportunities as well, and then also any of the DR solutions that Dell has. So, I mean, there's a huge portfolio there, and there's a very, very lengthy roadmap that a customer can roll out with Dell and Microsoft together and kind of do that better together solution scenario for their entire stack.
Okay, great. And what about CALs? When do customers need to consider buying CALs?
Yeah, so this is always one of my favorite conversations, both internally and with customers. So CALs can get a bit confusing. They run across several different pieces of the Microsoft stack. So, you know, we talked about the Windows Server opportunities that are available for an OEM purchase, right? Well, we also have CALs that are available as well. So any user CALs, any device CALs for the Windows OS platform, those are also going to be available for OEM purchase. So a couple of key things there is, one, you still get the cost savings with them, right? So that's still going to be the exact same scenario as the Windows OS. But also, we can help differentiate with your Dell team or, you know, just us on the phone, what CAL types you actually need, how many you need, how they play in the environment, and then what any of those rules and rights are as you move forward in your environment if you're looking at software assurance upgrades, et cetera, so that you stay in compliance with Microsoft licensing guidelines so that there's no audit trails or audit issues down the road.
Okay, good. So if we're not sure exactly which CALs we need, you guys can advise on that too.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, great. I think that's it, Andrew. I appreciate your time here. We'll make sure this white paper is available for download for everyone listening here. So just in summary, it sounds like OEM Windows Server from Dell gets you time savings, cost savings in licensing, repeatability, support, and you get to talk to Andrew and his great team over at Dell to help you guys figure out exactly what you need and what's best for you, both in the short term and long term. So, Andrew, thanks for joining us. I totally appreciate it. And that wraps it up for this episode of OEM TV.